Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
Dear Mom and Dad, my therapist thought it would be a good idea if I wrote you a letter. Can't say I'm overjoyed to do it, because you're dead. And why would I want to talk to dead people? So, what's new? Let's see. I got myself a dog. His name is Crackers. He's a crazy little coot, you know. He runs around the house, you know, barking and shit all the time. I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to do to get him to stop that. What I like to do is lock his ass out on the balcony so that I don't have to listen to him. The landlord says that's probably not the proper way to discipline a dog, but it seems to work for me. I got that double pane glass, you know? Keeps out the sound. Also, this week marks the 1-year anniversary of Michael Jackson dying. Makes me sad, you know, that son of a bitch. Even if he did butt fuck those little kids, I mean, I got nothing against, you know, a little butt fucking here and there. I mean, figure it this way, those kids, they got to ride on all of those rides for free. He probably gave them all sorts of ice cream. I think it was almost like payment, you know, you get to butt fuck one every, you know, 6 or 7 years or so. I mean, if it was my house and I had sunk millions and millions of dollars into a fucking fun park for all these motherfuckers to ride on for free, I mean, I would expect it. Come on over and sit on Uncle Walken's lap, you little motherfuckers. You're gonna pay for this somehow. Makes sense to me. What else? Crackers, be quiet. Shut the fuck up, you little motherfucker. Where was I? Crackers, god damn it. You shut the fuck up, you motherfucker. I come in there. A lot of death these days. The Captain Phil on the old The Deadliest Catch there. That's some sad shit, you know? I mean, I don't know if you've watched that show, but it seems like the motherfucker was smoking every second, and he's sat in a goddamn chair all fucking day. I mean, that can't be good for you. Then eating them little spiders. I mean, first of all, if you don't die from fright about eating a fucking spider, a giant fucking spider, have you ever looked at those motherfuckers? They are spooky as shit. Scariest looking fucking things I've ever seen. I'm surprised that the spiders didn't just mount up, you know, like form a little spider army and fucking get him that way. But I guess he, you know, he had a stroke. I always wondered why they call it a stroke. Does it usually happen when you're stroking it? I heard half your face goes all rubber-faced like Jim Carrey when you have a stroke. It just goes to show you, you know, if you eat too much corned beef hash, I mean, that's what's bound to happen. Crackers, god damn it! I'm gonna come in there and punch you in the face like I did yesterday. Son of a bitch dog. You know, you would think that the cat would keep him in line, but so far, no. Cat, he's swift, he's speedy. I can't even catch him when I'm, you know, but I'm chasing him around the house. Every morning after I have my fiber bar, I like to, you know, go to the bathroom. And the little son of a bitch, he walks in and jumps up on my lap. I mean, it's just creepy, you know, having a cat on your lap while you're trying to take a shit. I don't know if you guys have that problem in the afterlife or wherever the fuck you are. I guess these troubles are all about owning a family pet, you know. Crackers! That's it, you motherfucker. I'm gonna take care of this right now. You son of a bitch! That's it, Crackers. You're going out on the balcony, motherfucker!